It's been almost 5 years since we started this journey of building a software tool to liberate and educate entrepreneurs who wanted to change the world. This podcast reveals the tips and strategies we and our fellow entrepreneurs have used to start, build, grow, and scale their companies. My name is Dave Woodward. Join me as I take you behind the scenes so you can hear what works, what doesn't, and the strategies being used to get your message out to the world. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. This is going to be kind of a fun little podcast. I actually ended up doing a Facebook Live not too long ago around the same topic as far as decision death or death by decision or something like that. In fact, one of the things I've seen happen so often, again, we've got over 92,000 people now in the ClickFunnels community on our way to 100,000. That was our goal before the end of the year, is to reach 100,000 people who are passionate ClickFunnels users, who are excited about it and are really going for their dreams and making stuff happen. And it's really been an interesting thing for me as I look at what makes some people successful and others who have the right heart and mind, but they just can't quite make it there. One of the skills that I've noticed is the ability to make decisions. And I can tell you that for a lot of people, decision-making is probably one of the biggest things that they struggle with. I've seen this. It's kind of ironic as I've been an entrepreneur now for 25 years. And in doing that, as a business owner, entrepreneur, you literally make decisions all of the time. Literally, it seems like all I do is just make decisions all day long. And it's interesting when I find others who struggle with making decisions, and I get so frustrated. I'm like, seriously? It's not that hard. Just make a decision. And I remember years ago listening to Tony Robbins tapes, and the whole concept of making a decision or to decide is to cut off from anything else. There's so many people who make a decision and then they waffle back and forth, back and forth. And I'm going to tell you a story here of a situation I'm going through right now that's going to impact tomorrow. So at the beginning of the year, I had this grand idea of, you know what? Let's sign up for a Spartan race. Let's do the Spartan race and let's do it together as a family. So this was literally New Year's Day. Again, setting New Year's resolutions. I thought, oh, this will be awesome. So we set this New Year's resolution. It's going to be June 29th, which is tomorrow. And all of a sudden, I sent a couple posts out and told people about it, and someone saw it, and they jumped on, and a couple other people jumped on, and all of a sudden, we had this huge group going. Well, fast forward 5 months, and I've totally jacked up my shoulder. I got this crazy numbness in my thumb and my finger because I got a pinched nerve, and I barely do a push-up. So my ability to actually perform at this Spartan race is like next to just not going to happen. And then we had a couple of other injuries as far as the family goes. And so not as many people were able to do it. A couple of other people already bailed out of it. And so literally for the last 3 days, in fact, it was a week ago, it was the first time my wife said, listen, Dave, if your hand is that numb and everything, we're just not going to do this thing. You're just not going to do it. I'm like, okay, fine. We just won't do it. And then fast forward to 3 days ago, my wife's like, so are we doing this? I'm like, sweetie, I thought we agreed we weren't. She goes, well, we've already spent the money, you know, maybe we should do it. I'm like, sweetie, no, we're not going to do it. Okay, fine, we won't do it then. Then last night, we're sitting at the house, and she's going, so are we doing this? I'm like, sweetheart, listen, we made this decision already a couple times. We're not going to do it. She goes, well, we've already spent all this money, and we might as well just go do it. I'm like, well, I'm not going to be able to do it, and our other son, Christian's not going to be able to do it, and just started going through the list, and he's like, okay. And then literally 2 minutes later, all of a sudden I see a Vox to my son Chandler asking my wife, so are we going to do this Spartan race? I'm like, oh my gosh, sweetie, I love you to death. But understand, once we make a decision, we've made the decision. Let's not keep going back and forth on this decision. And I see the same thing take place with so many entrepreneurs, so many business owners, so many people who get so excited about, well, I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden they start waffling back and forth. Just decide. Take a stance, go forward with that decision. And as you start going forward with that decision, all of a sudden if things change or happen or get in your way, then at that point you can bounce and do things. I made the decision in January to go ahead and do the Spartan race. Well, things change and now I'm having to make a different decision. And I think I see this thing happen so often with a lot of business owners. We're like, oh, maybe we should do this product or maybe we should do that product. And I think back of all of the decisions that we've made at ClickFunnels, and literally this week, I wish I could share all of them. This has been a crazy, crazy week where we are literally looking at killing a whole bunch of sacred cows and thinking, well, maybe we should do that or maybe we should do this and really trying to make some literally pretty strong impacting decisions that would have impact for a lot of our employees and everything else. And we basically made a couple decisions, announced it to the employees today, and everyone loved it. It was fantastic. Everyone's super, super excited about it. Realize that as the business owner, as the entrepreneur, you have to make the decision. You've got to go ahead and be willing to say, I'm going to stand for this and stand for it. Make a stance. You know, nothing frustrates me more these days than critics who sit on the sideline and point the finger at those who are actually doing stuff and said, oh, I would never do it that way, or I wouldn't do that. I remember so many years I was sitting when we were in Southern California and I was just trying to get my businesses up and running, and all the people who were not business owners, they weren't entrepreneurs. These are people who have a 9-to-5 job where they clock out. They don't even think about work. And they come, you know, we'd be out to dinner or something on the weekend. They're like, oh, Dave, you know, I would never do that. That's too much risk. You shouldn't do that. And I'm sitting there going, why am I spending any time with you? Which is probably the wrong thing. I got so angry. I remember coming home at night. I'm like, sweetheart, I don't want to ever go to dinner with these people anymore. They just don't get me. They don't understand me. And I don't want to have to defend what I'm doing when they're sitting on the sidelines taking a paycheck and complaining that they're not getting enough time off. And I'm like, what? Anyways, I get so frustrated when I see and I feel and I hear this kind of stuff. So I found a quote that I absolutely love. It's the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena. And I'm going to read it to you here because it resonates so much to me when I run across those people who sit on the sidelines, pointing the finger at others who are actually going for it, making things happen. And these are the guys who sit on the sidelines who can't make a decision. The biggest, most difficult decision they have to make is what they're going to have for lunch. So it basically says, the man in the arena. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Again, obviously applies to the woman in the arena as well, but I love that last statement. That is, at least so that by so doing, his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. I feel the same way as far as people who can't make a decision. If you can't make a decision, you're going to find yourself, you're going to find other people make the decision for you. And at the end of life, you're going to look back and you will basically be one of those cold and timid souls who neither knew victory nor defeat. And there's no fun in that. So realize the fun is in the game. It's in the game of being the entrepreneur. It's in the game of business. It's in the game of making the decisions and of dealing with those decisions. And realize that, you know what? I had the conversation with Miles a while back, when we were looking at some major things we were looking at as far as the affiliate program. And I said, you know what, Miles, what's the worst thing that could happen? And I look at that in any decision I make, and that is, what's the worst thing that can happen? If I can deal with the worst thing, I know that 99% of the time that's not going to happen. So if you can get comfortable with the worst thing, you don't have to worry about the decision because you'll be able to deal with everything else. There was a time years ago where, in fact, even as far as ClickFunnels, there have been times when Russell was, I was in Denver, he just left, we were at an event in Denver, Dan Kennedy, and he'd flown over to England and was going to speak over there in England with his family. And I remember literally as he left, everything fell apart. Literally, I mean, the servers crashed. We couldn't, I mean, people's sites were down. I mean, this is like year one of ClickFunnels. And I just remember the panic and the frustration. And you sit there as business owners thinking, we literally could lose everything. We could lose everything. So what do we do? Do we tell them the truth? Do we tell them that it's not our fault that the servers crashed and yet we're busy trying to get this over to different servers and everything else? Or do we say that we've got everything under control and we hide it? You know what? We decided to go totally transparent on it. And I remember talking to some other SaaS founders at the time and they're like, man, that is really, really ballsy. You guys may absolutely end up losing your business. And the part that I love the most is it was the defining moment that built this company. It was literally that moment where all of our community got around us. We basically said, hey, we are the number one user of ClickFunnels. No one has more funnels than we do. No one's in it more than we are. And our funnels are down too. We're in a situation to where we feel your pain. We're doing absolutely everything we possibly can. And Russell literally was posting Facebook Lives updates every 3 or 4 hours, just trying to tell people where we were, what was going on. And the irony to that was that transparency and that vulnerability and that ability to be totally raw and open and honest instead of just trying to hide it and say, we'll fix it and we're aware of it. That is what literally drew. As we took a look back, we really didn't lose any of our clients. We found such a huge groundswell of opportunity and of just love and of appreciation from our funnel hackers. Those of you guys listening might even remember those days. And I can tell you that was one of those defining moments. And you're going to find not every decision is that strong of a defining moment, but you'll find that there are decisions that are. And the key is to be able to know exactly where you stand. I remember there's a scripture in James talks about, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and breedeth not, and it shall be given him. Basically, if you're in a situation, you don't know what to do, pray and ask God. But the part I like the next verse where it says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And I've seen that happen where you have to have faith in your decision. If you start to waver going back and forth, if you're a leader, no one's going to follow you. If you start wavering back and forth, your clients are going to sense that. They're going to feel it. They're going to feel your lack of just your doubt. Now, obviously, as in Russell's situation, when something happens like that, you've got to be transparent. We honestly did not know how long it was going to take to get the servers back up. We're going to do everything we could, but it was in a raw moment we had to make a decision on exactly how we were going to deal with it. Realize you have to have the faith in your decisions. That's why I always take a look at what's the worst thing that can happen. Am I okay with that? Then I'm going forward. Anyways, I could go on and on about this topic forever, but I just want you to know that the most important thing is just make a decision, stand by that decision, and just go forward. Have an awesome day. We'll talk to you guys soon. All right, hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. Right now, as we're going on our journey to 100,000 users, we really want to invite you along. And one of the ways we can invite you along is we want to find out what you think about what we're currently doing. So please rate, review this, share this with others, take a picture of this and post on Instagram, tag us in it, tag Funnel Hacker Radio or tag Dave Woodward. We'd love to know what your thoughts are. And most importantly, the ways that we can actually help you journey to whatever number of users or customers or community you're trying to build. Remember, you're just one funnel away.